Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 626, 10 Easy Ways to Burn More Calories by Judy Rubin of fit40forever.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course. And we recently got permission from Judy to narrate her content, and a big thanks to her for allowing us to do so. She's a full-time working mom with a passion for fitness and healthy cooking. You can find more from her at fit40forever.com, all spelled out. Now, if you were listening last week, you know that I've been giving holiday trivia every day for the next, 15 days or so, all the way up until Christmas Day. And in honor of the last day of Hanukkah, which happens to be today, I thought I would give some Hanukkah trivia. Now think carefully about this one. The menorah holds how many flames? Your reflex might be to say 8, because Hanukkah celebrated for 8 nights. Well, you'd be wrong. It actually holds 9 flames, because one of them is the shamash, also known as the attendant, which is used to kindle the other 8 flames. Now, normally I give inspirational quotes, so I thought, you know, I'm a huge trivia nerd. If you've listened to this show for any period of time, you know I'm a huge holiday nerd. So I thought, let's mix it up a little bit and provide some holiday trivia for the next 15 days. But you're listening to this because you want to know how to optimize your life. So let's get right to the post as we do just that. 10 Easy Ways to Burn More Calories by Judy Rubin of fit40forever.com. Did you know that you can automatically burn more calories without more exercise? Your everyday movements can add up to a lot of calories getting burned outside of your regular fitness. Just by making some simple adjustments and putting some thought into your daily routine, you can burn several hundred extra calories per day. Quote, I try to find 10 opportunities during the day to raise my heart rate for 1 minute at a time, says Tony Horton, creator of P90X. This added activity will perk you up and burn as many as 300 to 400 calories a day, according to Horton. Here are 10 easy ways to burn more calories every day at work and at home. Burning more calories at work. Work, work, work. While your work may involve a lot of computer work and sitting at a desk all day, there are many ways to get some extra movement and extra calories burned throughout the weekday. Assuming you spend most of your time seated, ideally, you can get up from your desk for a few minutes every hour. Here are some simple activities to burn more while you work. Number 1, working out at work. Is there a gym in your office building or a gym nearby? Your company may offer a discount for the office gym, or you might consider joining your office gym even if you already belong to a gym closer to your house. The convenience of having access to another gym and having this available to you during the day at work will provide you with another opportunity to get a quick workout in during lunchtime, even if you only have time for 15 minutes on the treadmill. 2, moving every hour. To keep moving throughout the day, set an alarm on your phone to alert you a few times a day that you need to move. That reminder can nudge you to walk the halls or stairs at work. Walk for just 5 minutes. Imagine doing this 4 times a day. That's 20 extra minutes of movement and results in more calories burned throughout the week. Taking a phone call? Stand up, do a few squats, and stretch. You may even consider bringing some light weights to do arm curls while you're on the phone. You can also consider a stand-up desk. It can sit on top of your existing desk, rising and folding vertically within its own footprint. It's very convenient for switching to the standing mode and to burn more calories. 3, taking breaks. The idea is to move more throughout the day. So, when you need a bathroom break, walk to the furthest restroom to get in those extra steps. Or print using the furthest printer, so you need to get up from your desk to get your copies. That really adds up throughout the day. Pull yourself away from your computer and get up. Or walk over to your colleagues rather than sending an email. 4, parking the car. Park your car in the safest, but yet furthest spot from your office. And of course, when possible, take the stairs rather than an elevator. Some of my colleagues will walk 8 flights of stairs a couple of times a day to get in those steps. 5, lunch walking. Always have an extra set of walking shoes and socks under your desk at work so that you can take a walking lunch break. Just getting away from the office, enjoying some fresh air, and moving will make the rest of your day easier. Your mood will be lifted, and you'll just feel better overall. Plus, the day will go faster. Is it time for the weekly status meeting? Make it a walking meeting. Take your colleagues for a walk and talk rather than sitting for an hour. Everyone will feel positive and reinvigorated at the end. Burning more calories at home. There are many opportunities to squeeze in extra calorie burning at home every day, every hour. Whether you're cleaning, relaxing, or sleeping, there are many ways to burn more calories. 1, lower the temperature. Being mildly cold may speed up your metabolism by as much as 30%. The cooler temperature forces your body to speed up to create more heat. According to one study, your body will naturally create more heat in an uncomfortable room temperature. In this experiment, the room temperature was lowered to 59 degrees Fahrenheit versus the traditional comfortable setting of 70 degrees Fahrenheit. While 59 degrees Fahrenheit is probably too cold, definitely considering lowering your thermostat by a few degrees, and you might just burn more calories. 2, watching TV. Who knew that sitting on the floor burns more calories than sitting on the couch? Sit on the floor instead of the couch. Quote, when you sit on the floor, your muscles have to support you, and you work harder to stand up, says biomechanist Katie Bowman, author of Move Your DNA. Also, practice exercising your glutes. Just squeeze your glutes, hold for 10 seconds, and then relax. Aim to do this 10 to 20 times. 3, house walking breaks. In general, when moving around the house, try to get more steps in. There are multiple opportunities when you're at home to move more. Try doing 10 squats at the top of every hour, or walking lunges on your way to and from the bathroom. In fact, house walking can be incorporated throughout your day. Just get up and move more. Use this as an opportunity to straighten a messy room or walk the perimeter of your house. Set a timer for 5 minutes and you'll see how much you can get done tidying a room. 4, lugging that laundry. Laundry is boring and takes time, especially the folding. To increase your calorie burn, think of all the opportunities to increase your steps and ways to stand while you do laundry. For instance, instead of one big load, take several trips to the washing machine with smaller loads. When you're folding your clothes and putting them away, stand the entire time. Make multiple trips to hang clothes and put them back in your closet. Turn on the TV or listen to music to help pass the time. Throw in some standing squats in between loads, and you'll burn more calories than just sitting and folding. Do you iron? Stand the entire time and deliberately take your time ironing, getting every crease out. Laundry may take on a new meaning for you once you start moving more. And 5, dog walking. Not only is a dog your best friend, but a dog can also be your best weight management tool when it comes to getting extra steps. In fact, take the story about Eric O'Gray, whose doctor told him to get a dog and walk him twice a day. Eric was overweight, with many health-threatening ailments. Based on the suggestion of the animal shelter, he ended up getting an overweight dog from the local shelter. Together, they walked twice a day for 30 minutes, and they both lost weight. In a year, Eric reached his goal weight, losing over 165 pounds. Okay, well, this is an extreme example. If you're looking to get in more steps and activity, a dog is a great way to accomplish more activity and getting a loving companion in the process. So in total, these 10 ways to burn more calories in your everyday life is a great way to squeeze in more activity outside of your normal exercise routine. Basically, avoid sitting still for too long. Get moving. Stand if you don't have to sit. Walk the longest distance rather than the shortest to your destination. Bring comfortable shoes to work so you can walk when you have time. And best of all, enjoy the process of purposely moving more. You'll feel better overall. You just listened to the post titled 10 Easy Ways to Burn More Calories by Judy Rubin of fit40forever.com. A big thanks again to Judy for her permission to narrate from her site. Dr. Neil again here for some of my commentary. I'm a huge fan of incorporating little tricks and tips to get us to burn extra calories. I'm the same way with saving calories when it comes to dieting. So I always talk about how if you're trying to cut back on your calories, remove things off the countertop that you know are troublesome foods. That's just one easy tip that doesn't take much thought or preparation to do. But once it's out of sight, it's out of mind, and you're going to be less likely to consume those foods. But what's great about what Judy mentioned is it takes the same idea and applies it towards exercise. You're already doing things throughout the day that's part of your routine. Why not just insert some extra behaviors while you're doing those things? Little behaviors, tiny habits. And you might be thinking, well, really, is doing those 10 squats while I iron really going to do anything? Yes, it will. I can't help but remember this study that was once done where they tracked people who like to fidget a lot. Those who constantly can't sit still. I'm sure you know who I mean. You always end up sitting next to these folks who can't sit still, who are always tapping their fingers, tapping their pencil, their legs shaking. Well, the study found that those that fidget a lot burn up to 3,000 calories more per day than those that don't fidget as much. That's a day's worth of calories for many of us. And we're just talking about extra movement while we're sitting. So yes, it does add up. And I know it can be totally distracting. You're in the middle of maybe responding to an email or you're in the middle of a big project and you don't really want to get up and lose your train of thought to go take a walk. I totally get it, but I'm a huge fan of setting an alarm or a reminder on our phones or on our calendars to remind us to get up and move. In fact, that's what I do every day. When I know I want to work out, I'll actually block time off in my calendar. Otherwise, I know it just may not happen. All right, that's enough out of me. Before I go, a quick reminder that we give away books to random people on our mailing list every month. And if you want to be a part of that for free, plus get some free spreadsheet tools from us to help you optimize your life, come by oldpodcast.com and join the weekly newsletter. Again, that's oldpodcast.com, and it's totally free to join. I hope you have a great start to your week. Happy last day of Hanukkah. And I'll see you tomorrow for more holiday trivia and where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism, from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.